we are to use with gratitude. Let me say that again. We are to use with gratitude all spiritual food and drink provided by Allah. Would you sell your freedom for some good food? And He sometimes provides from unexpected places. God will provide for you. God will provide for me sometimes in unexpected places. We must restrain ourselves from mischief. We must restrain ourselves from pride and every kind of evil, for our higher life is based on our probation on this earth. Would you sell your freedom for some good food? You can get a variety of delicate food in any town. But would you sell your freedom for it? Would you sell your liberty for it? Would you sell your soul for it? And would you sell your life for it? Is not freedom better than good, delicate food? Would you sell your freedom for some good food? Right in front of you is the rich promised land. It's right in front of you. Which you are reluctant, hesitant, and unwilling to march to. And behind you, your past life. Behind you is Egypt, the land of bondage. Which is better? Would you exchange the better for the worse? If God gave you something better, would you exchange it for something worse? If God showed you something better, would you say, God, I don't want what's better, I'll take what's worse? When they got to the promised land, they continued to rebel against Allah. Their humiliation and their misery became a national disaster. God's people went back into captivity in their promised land. Isn't that something? God set you free, gave you the land of milk and honey, put you in the promised land. And God's people went back into captivity. They were under the Persian yoke. They were under the yoke of the Greeks. They were under the yoke of the Romans. And they were under the yoke of the Arabs. Their yoke was fourfold. God's people had a fourfold yoke. They were scattered all over the earth. And God's people have been wandering ever since, like nomads and vagabonds with no permanent residence or a place to live, because they rejected faith. There's so many homeless people on Skid Row all over the United States and all around the world, living in the worst terrible conditions that one could fathom. They were scattered all over the earth. There will always be poor among you. And God's people have been wandering ever since, like nomads and vagabonds with no permanent residence or place to live. You have no permanent residence and you don't even have a place to live because they rejected faith. They disrespected Allah's messengers and went on transgressing. The killing of the prophets begins with the murder of Abel. Abel is from the ancestry of Israel, murdered by his own brother. This also applies to women. Women murder their own sisters. The killing of the prophets begins with the murder of Abel. Cain, murdered by his own brother. The elder sons of Jacob attempted to murder their own brother Joseph when they dropped him in the well. When he was rescued by strangers, their blood guilt was nonetheless. When they attempted to kill Jesus, they got the Roman governor to crucify one in his likeness. And as they recorded in the Holy Quran, attempted to take the life of Mustafa. The moral goes wider than the children of Israel. It applies to all nations and all individuals. If they are stiff-necked, if they set a greater value on perishable goods than on freedom and eternal salvation, if they break the law of Allah and resist His grace, their portion must be a forced humiliation. God is looking for voluntary humiliation. He wants us to volunteer ourselves before Him in humility. That is true. But when God's people are stiff-necked people, when they set a greater value on perishable goods than on freedom and eternal salvation, if they break the law of Allah and resist His grace, their portion must be a forced humiliation and misery in the spiritual world, and probably even on this earth if a long view is taken. Would you exchange the better for the worse? Would you sell your freedom for some good food? This is the Al-Baqarah 2, part 1, verse 74 and 75. Would you sell your freedom for some good food?